Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. All right, Warrior fans, welcome back. Here we got about 5 minutes of warm-ups left here before we get starting lineups and get ready to go. Jefferson comes into this game, as I mentioned, 11-0 in league, 20-1 overall. And they had a loss at the very beginning of the year, 45-44 to Regis. And from that point on, they've won 20 straight games. The problem is for them, the reason they're only ranked 7th is because really outside of Amity, they haven't played any high-level competition all year. They did get the win against Amity, but it was at home. So this is a huge game for Jefferson to try to get up in the rankings. This one would actually help them move up probably a spot or two in the rankings with a win here tonight. And really, this team is about one player primarily, and that is Gretchen Horton. She is a junior guard, wears number 22. Looks kind of unassuming when you just see her. Nothing, you know, physically that makes you think, oh, she's a dominant player. But man alive, she can handle the ball. She can shoot the ball. She is a just phenomenally skilled basketball player. And it shows you, especially at this level of girls basketball, you can be a dominant player without being a dominant athlete. I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad athlete, but she doesn't beat you because she's a better athlete than you. She beats you because she's got higher skills than you. Very, very confident young lady. Like I said, handles the ball well, passes well, can shoot from anywhere. If you watch her early before a game, she'll do some of these ball handling drills. She'll have a couple of balls going back and forth between her legs, behind her back. Just has elite ball handling skills. It'll be interesting to see how the Warriors guard her tonight. She had about, 30 points over there against us. Really had no answer for her all defensively. Now, we should have won that game. We shot the ball very poorly. And as a result of that, we didn't get a chance to pull away like we should have against this team. So they start Gretchen Horton. They also start Amira Saad, who is a senior that can shoot the ball pretty well from the outside. It's either her or Aziza Saad. I don't know. They're both Saads. I can't remember which one is which. One of them is a good three-point shooter. When they played us here last year, Saad hit like 6 threes in that game. It was crazy. Maybe 7. I know she had a bunch. Couldn't miss. But we did a great job on Orton, so the game wasn't that close. They'll also start Bella Kunkel. Kunkel is a junior, wears number 32, and she's actually a pretty good basketball player. She's more physical, rebounds pretty well, but she can knock down that mid-range shot on the sides. And just makes the right play a lot. She's a fundamentally sound basketball player. This team has no depth, okay? So it's really Orton, Kunkel, and Saad. And that's kind of it in terms of who they want shooting the ball, who they want to run their offense through. But those three players can light you up. So Warriors on their end of things need to shoot the ball better than they did last time these two teams played. The Warriors have not shot the ball well in multiple games recently. And so hopefully that will change tonight and get some players knocking down some of those mid-range and those three-point shots. Changes everything for the Warriors when they can do that. Defensively, the Warriors are going to try to get the ball out of Orton's hands and then deny her, I'm sure, when she doesn't have the ball, and just try to frustrate her, make her have to work very, very hard to get any kind of quality shot. Got about a minute to go here before the start of this one. Get the starting lineups going here in just a moment. Phil Lopez on the mic. Former principal Chris Daniels coming to visit tonight. See him coming in to watch this matchup between a couple of top 10 teams. Number 3, Amity Warriors. Number 7, the Jefferson Lions. Warriors, of course, in their home white uniforms with royal trim and numbers. Jefferson is purple and white, and uniforms are purple with white numbers and letters. Very simple, old-school uniforms, except that The shorts are kind of old school too. They remind me of late 80s shorts. We'll just leave it at that. All right. Ready for starting lineups here? Tasha Harzma out there with her broom and dustpan, making sure any dirt gets cleaned up that might get tracked onto the floor. Big crowd tonight. Place is packed out. You'd think this was a Dayton Amity game. But instead, it is just two of the best girls basketball teams in 3A, and people looking forward to a good matchup here. Warriors win this, and I believe these two teams would just play off on a neutral site for the top seed, I think. I need to get some clarification from Tasha on that.
Good evening, basketball fans. As a member of
maybe I can get Tasha to come up during halftime and talk about playoff seedings with me. That would be good.
Fans, please let the coaches coach, the officials officiate, the players play. Welcome to Amity High School.
Phil getting things ready here for the starting lineups.
Number 7, state ranked Jefferson Lions, and your number 3, state ranked Warrior Girls. Your officials for tonight's contest are Jordan Beatty, Patrick Gauthier, and Greg Taylor. Let's meet tonight's starters. First, for the visiting Lions.
All right, so the Lions' starting lineup is going to be number 11, Tiaia Baxter, a senior. Number 20, Amira Saad, is a senior. I think she is the one that we had problems with. Gretchen Ortner wears number 22. She's a junior. Aziza Saad, number 30, is a sophomore.
And number 32, Bella Pumpkin.
Yeah, I think it was the older one, Amira Saad, that we had problems with last year here, and then Bella Kunkel, a junior. So it's really the Kunkel and Orton show. Warriors, good turnout here of fans tonight. Place is packed out. It will be the normal starting lineup. Sarah Lynn Grove, Eliza Nisley, Maya Harzma, A.D. Nisley, and Alyssa McMullen.
Edgar, a 5'4 sophomore, number 12, Eliza Nisley. A 5'4 sophomore, number 3, Alyssa McMullen.
I'll tell you, Jed would love to have a fast start in this game and put some pressure on Jefferson right out of the gate.
5'4 junior, number 11, Maya Harzma. The Warriors are led by back-to-back PacWest Coach of the Year, Jed McMullen. His assistant coaches are Tim Harzma, Amanda Grove, and Carl McShane. Good luck, girls. Let's tip it up.
All right, we are ready to go. It's going to be rocking and rolling in here tonight, folks. Got the pep band, the cheerleaders, and a packed house, and a matchup between number 3 and number 7. Jumping center will be Orton and Grove. Orton, the point guard, but goes about 5'8", 5'7", something like that. Not a tall team. Orton's tallest one out there for him. They don't have a true center. Maybe don't even have a true forward. Grove wins the tap. Warriors with the ball. Eliza starts to drive, picks it back up. High post, 80, back out to Eliza in the corner, goes baseline, gets to the rim and scores along the baseline. Eliza Nisley. Jefferson cannot afford any foul trouble at all. Warriors aren't super deep. Jefferson has no depth to speak of. Orton with the ball, Maya Honor, gets a screen, pulls up from 17, banks a little bit, no good. Grove with the rebound, knocked loose by Kunkel, picked up by McMullen. Alyssa with it at the top of the key, extended. High post, Eliza, back to Alyssa, takes a three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Eliza had it. Orton took it away from her. Orton pushes ahead to Baxter, and then the ball lost out of bounds by Aziza Saad. Warriors basketball. 2-0 Amity, a minute gone here in the first quarter. Maya, middle of the floor. High post, Grove. Hands off to McMullen. Pulls up from the foul line. A little strong. Won't roll in. Orton with another rebound. Her second. Throws ahead to Kunkel on the right side. Kunkel guarded by Grove. And Grove's going to put two hands on her to stop the drive. Up a little too tight. First foul on Sarah Lynn. First foul of the game on either team. Kunkel to inbound. Left side of the key. And Grove tips the ball right back at Kunkel, who's standing out of bounds as she catches it. Great job by Sarah Lynn Grove, forcing the turnover there. Might as well call that a steal for Sarah. Harzma, top of the key. High post, Grove. Grove hands off to McMullen, turns the corner, a little eight-footer short. Eliza battling, gets it back out to 80 to Sarah. Sarah Lynn over to Alyssa. Alyssa dribbles left, high post, knocked away and stolen by Saad. Saad gets it to Baxter, over to Aziza Saad. Aziza, left side, drives, tries to go to Kunkel on the, or to Orton on the cut, goes off her foot and out of bounds. Orton trying to run away from the ball and run a backdoor cut. It's not a bad play, but it was well defended by one of the Nisleys. I think it was 80. 80 with it on the right wing. Goes to Grove, backdoor. Grove blocked by Orton and knocked out of bounds by Orton. Good defense by Gretchen Orton reading that play coming across. Grove thought she was going to have a nice little lay-in on that little baseline cut. They lob to Grove, hands to Harzma. Bounce pass to Nisley. Eliza slithers through and draws the foul. Either Orton or Kunkel, they were both there. It's going to be on Kunkel, her first. So to the line is Eliza Nisley. Nisley hits the first one. One more coming for the sophomore guard. Second one, also good. Perfect. Great free throw shooting there by Eliza Nisley. Makes it 4-0 Amity. 2 minutes in. Saad throws ahead. Picked off by Grove. Grove ahead to 80. 80 takes it with the right hand and scores. That's what we're looking for right there, folks. Little transition basketball, defense to offense. Kunkel working against Eliza. Stolen by Eliza. Eliza to 80. Back to Eliza. Fakes. Dribbles. Nothing there. Hooks it to Grove. She is stripped. We're going to get three in the key. Eliza was in there too long. Just got to take that one up. Don't worry about the defense. Force them to foul you. 6-0 Amity. Full court man pressure for the Warriors. Harzma tasked with guarding Orton one-on-one. Orton about 3 inches taller than Maya. Maya might be just slightly quicker than everybody that she guards usually. Getting the photographer on the baseline to move a little bit. Kunkel inbound. Full court pressure, 5:35 to go, 6-0 Amity on top here in the first quarter. They get it into Orton. Orton trying to break away. Harzma gets back in front of her. She spins, turns, fouled, scores. What a move by Orton. That's what we're talking about right there. Gretchen Orton scores on a very challenging move. And the foul is going to be on Grove for second. That's not what the Warriors want. That's one of those where Sarah Lynn's just got to hold her position. Don't worry about the shot. So 2.5 minutes in, Sarah Lynn having a seat for a while. It's been a bugaboo for the Warriors the last couple of years. Orton hits a foul shot. 6-3, Amity on top. Orton with the first basket and points. At the other end, McMullen misses the three. Wilson with the rebound inside. She's knocked to the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. It'll be Jefferson ball on the alternating possession. Orton to inbound, right side of the key underneath the Warrior basket. Puts it in to Saad. Saad up the right side, slows down. Top of the key, works left against 80. Out to Baxter. Baxter spins away, gets in the lane, puts up a little floater, and drops it in. She spun away from an aggressive Eliza Nisley and was able to get an open look. 6-5 Warriors. McMullen over to Harzma on the left wing. Back to 80. She takes a deep three and drops it right in. Her three-point shooting has really improved this year. Love to see her become even more aggressive, and that was excellent. Orton spins off balance, throws it behind the backboard and out of bounds. Warriors basketball, and that'll get a little Bronx cheer going from the student section. A little you can't do that from them. She tried to spin, draw contact, and she got behind the backboard, and that's where her shot ended up, behind the backboard. High post, Wilson. Hands off to Nisley. Down low to Eliza. Missed it. Wilson battling. Ball's loose. Eliza with, or 80 with it. She misses. She's fouled. Great hustle. Kylie Wilson keeping that alive. Knocking that ball loose. 80 Nisley picking it up and drawing the foul. Luella Cumble coming in. Bella Kunkel's going to come out with two fouls after the first free throw by 80. Nisley hits the first one. 80 with six in the game. So Kunkel out. That hurts their offense a little bit. She's a threat to score. Campbell, a freshman, into the game. See how she does with the speed of the Amity defense. Which is, speed is really the calling card of this Warrior team. They do a lot of things well, but nobody does speed like Amity. Sod with it, working against McMullen. Mullen defending. Orton gets it knocked away by Harzma, gets it back. Orton calling for a screen, gets it from Campbell, goes the other way, and Harzma's going to get a hand check foul, her first. Sod will inbound here in front of us, Aziza Sod. Amira is the three-point shooter. Aziza handles the ball a little bit more. Gets it into Orton. Orton lets her go through. Works left. Back to her right. Wants to spin. Good defense by the Warriors. Cut off by Eliza. They kick it out. Sod trying to get a three-point shot off. Does. Missed it. Long rebound. Harzma by the top of the key. Going the other way. Weaving her way through traffic. All the way in with the left hand. Up. Missed that one. Ball tipped and comes down with by Aziza Sod. Aziza gets it to Amira, hands off to Orton. Orton, middle of the floor. Warriors up 11-5, 3:38 left to go first quarter. Orton pulls up, elbow jumper, no good. Wilson with a great box out of Campbell and gets the rebound with her left hand. Eliza going the other way, drives, gets it knocked away, regains it, works her way in, out to 80 for three. No good, rebound Sod. Sod to Orton. Orton. Left side, Harzma in front of her, gives it up to Aziza Sod, and we're going to get a foul on Maya, I think, or 80. It's going to be on 80, plowing through the screen there. They were both there. Into the game, number 12, Genevieve Orton. She replaces Baxter. This Orton, a freshman, nowhere near as tall as the other Orton. Gretchen Orton out to Genevieve. Genevieve with the ball. Gives it to Sod. That's going to be a foul on 80. Her second, trying to fight through a screen by Orton. And that's two on 80 just like that. That's a frustration one right there.
Personal foul on 80, but that's her second.
That'll get Emily Rice into the game for the Warriors. 15 foul on the Warriors with 3:04 to go in the first quarter. Puts Orton on the line to shoot two. Gretchen Orton. Orton has 3 points in the game. Buries the free throw. 80 out, Emily in. One more for the junior guard. Rattles it in, won't stay. Rebound, out of bounds to the Warriors. Woo! The battle down there between Eliza and Campbell, I think. Campbell lost it out of bounds. Warriors up 5, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Harzma weaves her way across the timeline to McMullen. Down low to Wilson. Wilson powers up. No call. Campbell got the block. Orton with the rebound. Directing traffic. Eliza on her. Eliza battling her. Orton working her way, spinning, kicks it to Sod, left corner three, air ball. McMullen with the rebound. 2.5 to go first quarter. Orton got what she wanted, a wide open three for a teammate. McMullen to Nisley in the corner. Right corner. Popping out as Harzma on the wing. Drives all the way in. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll get a foul called on the floor. Third team foul on the Lions. It's going to be on Campbell. Her first foul, I believe. 11-6 Amity. McMullen in the corner. Drives, pulls up mid-range. Can't hit it. A little off tonight so far for Alyssa. Long pass ahead. Harzma with the steal. Genevieve Orton never saw it. Oh, but Gretchen Orton with the steal gets it ahead to Sod, lays it up and in. That's Aziza Sod with the basket. 11-8 Warriors. So that turnover hurt Amity there. Backdoor. Eliza lays it up and in. Great pass from Harzma. Eliza Nisley with six. She and 80 have all the points. 6 and 7. Genevieve Orton working against Harzma. Leaves it for Gretchen Orton for three. No good. McMullen with another defensive rebound. She's got several. Alyssa, right angle. Hands off to Nisley. Grove coming back in. Next dead ball. Three-pointer. Halfway down from McMullen. Wouldn't stay. His pace killing the Warriors right now, actually. That should be offensive foul. It is on Orton. She plows down Eliza, who is very patient. What? No. There is no 12. There is no 12. Foul's on 22, Greg. Get the foul call right. Her first, fourth team foul on the Lions. Minute 10 to go, 13-8 Warriors on top. In the corner, Grove with it. Surveys the court, kicks it out to Eliza on top. Eliza hesitates, dribbles, gets in deep, scoops through, got fouled, no call. Wilson with the rebound, her shot blocked out of bounds. Got to go up a little more vertical on that. She's kind of leaning towards the basket as she goes up for that shot. That keeps her from elevating. Allows the block to happen. 55 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Grove turns, fouled, no call. Wilson puts it up and in. Warriors not getting any calls inside, but they're continuing to rebound well up 15-8. Grove needs to be careful with her two fouls. She got Harzma a break who really needed one. Orton. Crossover, gets in deep, off balance, missed the shot. Rebound, Wilson just rips it away. Took it right away from Campbell. Her pass deflected. She gets it ahead to Rice. Rice, get across. Eliza gets across just before the 10-second call. Works to the right, shot clock's off. Grove on top to McMullen. Sod right up on her. McMullen drives to the baseline, feeds Wilson. Takes a dribble up with the left hand, missed the shot. Nice move by Kylie. Orton with the ball. Warriors up 7. 5 seconds. Orton throws one up from deep. Runs down Eliza Nisley. Should have been a foul called on Orton there. They don't get it, but it does force the air ball out of bounds. And Grove just in disbelief that that wasn't a foul call. After one, 15-8. Warriors on top of the Lions. We'll be right back. All right, Warrior fans, welcome back. Start of the second quarter, 15-8. Your Warriors on top of the Jefferson Lions. Of course, the fouls reset for the team, but Warriors have two fouls on Sarah Lynn Grove and on Adi Nisley. Both of them will start this quarter on the bench. So on the floor for the Warriors, it's Rice, Eliza Nisley, Harzma, McMullen, and Wilson. Wilson with the ball in the high post. Looking for somebody to give it to. Eliza now, left wing, backs up Orton on her. On top to McMullen. They want to go one-on-one with Orton. Eliza backs her way down, loses it. Wilson back out to McMullen with 14 on the shot clock. Rice, baseline, tried to feed it through traffic. Orton with the steal. Not a good pass there by Rice. Orton going the other way, hesitation, dribble. We're going to get a foul on the floor on Eliza Nisley. Her first. Orton's tough. She loves to go to that right hand and then spin back to the left. Orton on a nice cut, loses nicely, gets the lay-in on the inbound. 15-10 Warrior lead. Liza to Rice in the high post. Stolen from behind by Guinevere Orton. She'll take it in. Rice hustles back and makes her miss. Great hustle by Emily. Eliza going the other way. It's knocked away from behind by Orton and out of bounds to the Warriors. Orton hustling. And Jed wants a 30-second timeout. That's the last two times down the floor, the ball getting picked away by the same player. Warriors have got to take better care of that basketball. Less dribbling, more passing. When you dribble a lot, bad things tend to happen. 30-second timeout on the floor. 7:03 left to go, second quarter. 15-10 Amity. Warriors have one team foul, and the Lions have none so far this quarter. I wish my wife a happy birthday. Girls brought her up, the girls' basketball team brought her up some flowers. Very nice of them. Warriors ball on the far sideline. McMullen will inbound. McMullen scoreless so far. That's the one thing it needs to really change for the Warriors offense to be clicking. They run a weave out on top. Harzma turns. And we're going to get a screening foul on Wilson. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on Wilson. So the Warriors having some self-inflicted wounds here. On the floor, Saad gets it back. Rice did a good job. There's the steal by Eliza, but she saves it to Saad. That'll reset the 10 seconds. Orton brings it across. There was no possession there. They're going to say the Warriors had possession when Eliza had that ball, that she had possession as she was going out of bounds, so that resets the shot clock. Also kept the 10-second clock on the 10-second count from getting it across half court to go away. Orton with the ball. Eliza up on her. Feeds a high post to Saad. Saad, McMullen guarding her. Fakes, drives, kicks to her sister, and Aziza Saad hits a little baseline jumper. Nobody on her there. 15-12, Warriors by three. Rice picks up her dribble. Travel. Should have never dribbled to begin with. That's the thing on the weave is you don't really want to dribble unless you know you're going to hand that ball off. 89 is coming back in. Before that, she gets Rice out. Rice with good hustle on defense, struggling on offense so far. 6:18 remaining second quarter, 15-12. Warriors haven't scored this quarter. Orton with it. Eliza's guarding her, full court man. Kind of wear her down a little bit. They've rotated Harzma and Eliza on her so far. Saad to Guinevere Orton, drives with the left hand, gets all the way in and scores. Guinevere Orton causing some problems for the Warriors off the bench. 15-14, 6-0 quarter here for the Lions. 80, down low, Harzma scores. They forgot about completely. About Maya Harzma. She gets her first basket. 17-14 Warriors. Orton gets it into Saad. Pass ahead to Orton. Needs some help. Orton lobs down low. The shot missed down there by Campbell. Harzma with the rebound. Ahead to 80. 80, or Eliza, drives with the left hand. Lays it up and in. A little Statue of Liberty going in there. She held that ball out to the left. Kept it away from the defense. Four straight for the Warriors. Makes it 19-14 Amity. Genevieve Orton throws that one up, misses it. Good defense by Harzma. She gets the rebound going the other way. Maya slows it down, kicks it out. Eliza fakes the three, drives all the way in. Missed the bunny, got it back. Feeds 80 out to McMullen for three. No good. Wilson missed the putback. Wilson missed the putback. Wilson fouled. Kylie Wilson is padding those offensive rebounding stats. 19-14. Warriors with the lead. Grove coming in. Wilson just laughing. She just never got enough lift. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Lions here. 60 timeout. 60-second timeout. We'll take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Podbean. Kylie Wilson going to the line to shoot two. The Warriors leading 19-14 with 4:53 remaining in the first half. Two team fouls on Amity, just one on the Lions so far. Wilson at the line buries the first one. She's done a good job on the board so far in the first half. Grove was out quite a bit with foul trouble. She's back in along with Aidie Nisley and Harsman McMullen. Wilson hits a pair, makes it a 7-point Warrior lead, tied for their largest of the game. Orton works left, trying to create an angle to start the offense. Kunkel back in, being guarded by Wilson physically. Genevieve Orton drives, kicks back out to Gretchen Orton, wants to shoot, nothing there. Now drives, gets into the mid-range, misses the bank, rebound McMullen. Swings it ahead to Harsma. Harsma, 4:20 to go first half. Warriors run a little weave out top. Harsma swings to McMullen for three. Buries it. That's what we're looking for. Alyssa to get that stroke going. Changes the game when she starts shooting the ball, knocking those down outside. Sod with it. Warriors up 10 halfway through the second quarter. Sod working on 80. Gets left, leaves it. Then the ball's knocked away. And her foot went over that line. He missed that call. She had control of the ball. Genevieve Orton did and stepped on the line, and the official missed. He's looking right at it. Kunkel drives. Off-balance shot. Wilson with good defense and the rebound. Grove gives it up to Harsma. Harsma working against Genevieve Orton. Warriors trying to run a little weave, accidentally knock it away from each other. Harsma resets. 18 on the shot clock. 80 drives, off balance, missed that one. Grove had it, knocked away, couldn't hang on to it. 3:19 to go, second quarter. Warriors up 24-14. They've got a 9-6 quarter going right now. Kunkel trying to get it in, lobs to Orton. Orton going hard the other way. Warriors close in on her. Oh, she got right past everybody but missed the shot. She had a lay-in. Nobody slid over. They had help defense, and nobody came to her. She missed the lay-in. I think she thought she was going to get fouled. Warriors with the ball. Run a little weave out top. Harsma out to McMullen for three. Missed that one. Grove puts it back up. Missed it. Aidie Nisley on the baseline. She's fouled. Good offensive rebound by the Warriors all night long. And Eliza coming in, bringing in some fresh legs and lungs here. Maybe she'll get McMullen out, give her a break. Or maybe Grove. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Wilson. Wilson's been in a long time. 80. Clean on that first one. Nope, she gets Harsma out. Maya's been working hard defensively. When she's in the game, she's had the responsibility of Orton man-to-man. So now Eliza will come in and take Orton. One more for 80. Rattles it around and drops it in. She's 4 out of 4 from the line. Jed wants a full timeout. Warriors up 26-14, 2:54 remaining second quarter. Warriors on defense here with 2:54. Ball knocked away by Wilson on the inbound from Kunkel. Try it again. Kunkel this time on the right side of the baseline, trying to get it in, lobs, finally gets it to Orton. She does a good job of getting separation like a wide receiver. Bounce pass, finds Genevieve Orton, who gets the basket. Great pass by Caitlin Orton, or by Gretchen Orton, sorry. Warriors with the ball, run a little weave out on top. Wilson hands to Eliza. Backs her way down, turns, shoots, got the side of the backboard. 80 with the rebound, scoops up and under and lays it in with the left hand. 80 Nisley just pounding the offensive glass tonight. 28-16 Warriors. Genevieve Orton crosses over, top of the key, works left, gets all the way past everybody, throws it up off the glass and in. No help defense there. She's got six. She and Gretchen, the leading scorers in the game for the Lions with six each. 80 fakes the three, drives, gets in deep, fouled. Genevieve Orton checks and tells 80, sorry about that. On Orton, that is her first foul, third team foul. Harzma coming back. At some point here, you got to get Kylie out. She is huffing and puffing. 80 misses the free throw. First one of the night for her. She's 4 out of 5.
Checking for Jefferson, number 23, Luella Campbell.
Harzma looks to be coming in for 80 if she makes the second one. 80. Spins the ball in her hands. Eyes it and misses that one as well. Maybe a little fatigue setting in there. Coming the other way. Orton spins it over to Saad. Saad trying to drive on McMullen. Cut off. Back out to Guinevere Orton. Got Grove on her. Gives it up to Gretchen Orton. They hedge her and then the ball knocked away. Orton gets it back. Over to Saad. Saad hands off to Saad. Sister to sister there. Out to Guinevere Orton for 3, and she hits it. She has 9 points in the game off the bench. Leading scorer for them. 28-21 Warriors. 80. Drives left. Lost it. A little bump, but just lost it off her foot. 80 out. Harzma in. Lions with the ball, down 7. Minute 20 to go, second quarter. Warriors need a good defensive stop here to take them in. Orton kicks in the corner to Saad for 3. Way too strong. Campbell knocks it out of bounds. Warriors ball. Campbell knew it. Warriors with the ball, minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Up 28-21. Need a basket here now. Harzma hands off to Eliza. Eliza works off the screen, gets all the way in, hangs, and lays it up and in. Eliza Nisely now with 10 points in the first half. Makes it a 9-point lead. Trying to get Rice in quickly, probably for Grove to save her. She's got 2 fouls. Sarah Lynn did a great job of playing with those 2 fouls there. Guinevere Orton trying to get it in, does to Saad. Saad working against Harzma. This is Aziza Saad. Works right, gets a screen. Oh, offensive foul on Campbell. Greg Taylor says that was a moving screen on 23. Fourth team foul. So now the Warriors are in the bonus this last 48 seconds and the ball. Any foul will put them on the line here. Rice. Bounce pass to Eliza, turns the corner, gets to the rim and scores. They're playing him up tight, and Eliza just taking advantage of her speed on that weave. Going the other way, Guinevere Orton runs into Wilson. Great job by Kylie. Kylie hustles to get back to Campbell. Saad tries to go bounce pass. Orton ends up with it, misses the shot. Wilson tips out of bounds. 21.5 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Warriors up 32-21. Saad to inbound. Aziza Saad. Good job by Rice. Cuts off one option. They throw it into the backcourt. Great defense there by Eliza. She stops it. The ball ends up in Harzma. Head to McMullen. Lays it up and in with 10 seconds. Great defense by Eliza Nisely to get the block, cause the ball to come loose. Orton across half court. Pulls up, blocked by Eliza. No, 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 no. They're going to give her 3 shots. That's a horrible call. She got all ball. They're going to confer about this. The official behind says, I didn't see that. I saw all ball. They're going to put 0.3 back on the clock. An absolutely terrible call. Nisely did a great job of getting all ball as Orton was going up. Greg Taylor on the far side of the court, away from the play, decides that she got a piece of the hand. 34-21, 0.3 seconds on the clock. Orton will go to the line where she's an outstanding foul shooter, gets a gift from the officials. Now, all of that said, Eliza's got to be smarter than that. Somebody's shooting the ball from 35 feet, trying to get a shot off. You don't want to be anywhere near that shot when they go up. You just want to stand there with your hands straight up. Orton hits the first two and hits the third one. All of them perfect. Great free throw shooter. Warriors go into halftime with a 10-point lead, 34-24, as they outscore the Lions 19-16 in that second quarter. Warriors were led in the first half. Eliza Nisley with 12 points. Adie Nisley with 11. Alyssa McMullen had 5. Wilson with 4. And Harzma with 2. Noticeably absent from that, Sarah Lynn Grove did not score in that first half. Had a couple fouls early. Spent quite a bit of time on the bench. But did play very good defense and rebound well when she came back in. For Jefferson, Orton with those 3 free throws there at the end of the first half ends up with 9. Genevieve Orton with 9 also for the Lions. All right, we'll take a break for a few minutes and be back with second half action. This is KLYC and Podbean. All right, we got about 3 minutes to go here before the start of the second half. Warriors with a 10-point lead. Should have been more as Gretchen Orton picks up a foul and 3 free throws as she was trying to jack up a 35-footer to beat the buzzer. Didn't like the call, but I also didn't like the defense being anywhere near her where you can give an official a chance to make a bad call. You know, sometimes you just have to say, hey, I'm going to remove myself from the equation so the official can't get any wrong ideas about what might have happened. So we'll let that one go. 34-24, Amity on top. Excellent first half for both Nisley girls. They really dominated the scoring column, combining for 23 of the Warriors' 34 points. Very active on the glass, and defensively, both of them working extremely hard. Warriors did a good job defensively on Gretchen Orton overall. She ended up with 9 points, but she only had 6 prior to those 3 free throws. And just 2 field goals, no open looks from 3-point range. She missed a couple of shots she'd probably like to have back, but that's the way it goes sometimes. The Warriors really didn't shoot the ball particularly well from outside the key. Alyssa McMullen did hit a 3, as did Adie Nisley early in the game. Alyssa needs to continue to shoot, though. She had 5 points, just hitting 1 outside shot, and then got a fast break lay-in. So if she can find that shooting range, knock down a couple of shots early, they can extend this lead pretty quickly here. So we'll see if that's what Jed's looking for right out of the gate, if he draws something up to get Alyssa a good look. Nice to see Adie and Eliza being so assertive offensively, though. Both of them attacking the rim well. That little weave on the top, once they got a back door out of that from Maya, when the defense kind of lost her on their switching, and another time Eliza just caught the ball on the top of the weave and immediately turned the corner on the defender, who was a little slow to get across in front of her, beat her to the rim for the lay-in. All right, we are about ready to go here. As the coaches have final words with their players here. Warriors ranked number 3 in the state, Jefferson number 7. This would put these two teams, if the Warriors could win this, put them into a perfect tie in league, I believe. And that would mean, I think, these two teams just play on a neutral court for that top seed. Amity, if they were to lose that game and end up with the 2 seed, I think they still end up getting a home game either way. Jefferson, on the other hand, might not. If we look at, if we pull up girls basketball rankings here, we go to 3A. Yeah, I don't know. The Coastal Range has a couple of teams ranked Corbett number 1 and Banks number 4. One of those teams is going to get a home game probably, no matter what. Warriors get a turnover on the inbound to start things. Eliza attacks. Ball knocked out of bounds. by Sod as she drives with the right hand. That's a good time for a jump stop and a step through. Liza's got one speed sometimes, and if she could just slow it down a little bit, the defense will overreact to her speed and create things. Warriors lose it on a bad entry pass. Orton coming the other way. Slows it up, top of the key to the left. Gets a screen, goes back to the right. Kicks it out to Sod. Sod bounce pass, trying to go to Kunkel. Stolen by Grove. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza trying to get 80. Back to Eliza. Drives, hooks a pass out. McMullen, mid-range misses. Eliza with the rebound. They go to Grove from the elbow. No good. Eliza tips, and Gretchen Orton comes down with the rebound. Warriors had some easy chances there. Couldn't convert. Orton twirling her way through some traffic there. It's a screen both ways. They switch on her. Eliza cuts her off to Baxter. Out to Sod for three. No good. Rebound knocked away off of Kunkel and out of bounds. Eliza pounding the glass there, making it hard for Kunkel to bring that in. Nobody has scored here in the first minute of the third quarter. Harzma works her way up the floor. Hands off on the weave. Eliza back to Maya. Goes back to Eliza on the left angle. Now looks inside, not there, to Harzma on top. Hands off to 80. Bounce pass to Eliza at the top of the foul line. To Maya. Maya drives, left hand, gets in deep, lays it up and in. They just patiently wait and then finally attack. When the defense gives an opening, there's a bad pass from Sod trying to go to Orton, and they say somebody on the Warriors tipped it off. Wow, I didn't see that. Two officials saw it, though. Okay. So the ball stays with the Lions. They go in the corner to Sod, out to Baxter. Baxter to the other Sod. Over to Orton for three. Misses that one. Kunkel, good rebound. Missed the putback, and Eliza with the rebound. Good box out by Nisley. Gets it to Harzma. Harzma works her way up the right side. Hands off to 80. To Eliza at the foul line. Back to Maya. Maya swings it to Eliza on the right angle. Surveys the court. 80 tries to go back door. It's not there. She comes back out and gets the ball. One dribble. High post. Sarah fakes. Drives. Loses the ball. She did everything but finished that. She had a nice pump fake. Threw the defense out of position. Orton wanted to shoot the three. Ball knocked away. Eliza with the steal. Eliza going the other way. Outruns Sod to the basket. Misses the shot. 80 tips it out of bounds. Good defense by Sod not to foul. Make the shot tough on Eliza. Eliza just got to power through that. Let the contact come. Don't try to avoid the contact. They get it into Orton. 80 on her. Kind of glides up next to her. Cuts her off. She gets a screen left. Turns a corner, flips it back to Sod. Sod throws it away. Kunkel touches it. It's over and back. Warriors didn't touch that one. That was Amira Sod throwing that one away. Still 2-0 this quarter. We are 2 minutes and 40 seconds in. Both teams struggling offensively. High post. Grove gets hit. No call. Swings it over to McMullen for three. No shot there. Bad shot. Didn't go. A little short on that one. Orton with the rebound. Orton rebounds as a guard very well. Gets to the foul line. Pulls up. Kicks out to Sod for three. No good. Rebound Eliza with another one. My goodness, she's got a lot of boards today. Under 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. 36-24 Amity. 80 from the right corner. Three. Short. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot three. Baxter got her before she had a chance to land. Got her on the follow-through. Oh, they're going to say it was after the shot, after she had come down. So no free throws for 80. The official says she came down, had both feet on the floor, and then got hit. Gave the explanation to Jed. It's good officiating. I think that was probably the right call. It seemed like it was pretty late to be on the shot. Once the shooter reestablishes her feet, the foul is no longer a shooting foul. You're going to get a reach in on Baxter. He fouls McMullen. First second, and it's the second team foul this quarter. 4:36 remaining third quarter. Warriors up 12. Harzma to 80 on the cut with the left hand up. Oh, a little short. Then she tips it out of bounds. She thought somebody else might have got it. Little short on that little left-hand hook shot. She's been short on a couple shots here. She was short on that three from the right corner. A little fatigue after halftime sometimes. Get your legs back. Get going again. Orton, hesitation dribble at the Warrior head. Now works to the top of the key. Between the legs, backs it out. 80 on her. They flatten it out. Now they give her a screen. Grove comes across. Orton scoops it up and under for the basket. She's got 11 in the game. That's her first basket in the second half. Warriors back by 10. Eliza on the left wing. Dribbles back towards the right side. Orton on her. Hands off to Harzma. 18 on the shot clock. Harzma hands to 80 on top. Running a little modified weave there. Now they get it going to Harzma. She directs some traffic to McMullen. McMullen out to Harzma for three on top. Buries it! Maya Harzma with the patience and then the delivery. She's got seven. Great job by the point guard, showing her maturity there to be patient and realizing where they were in the shot clock. And when it was finally time, she buried it. Orton at the other end steps back and hits her first three of the game. Timeout Jefferson. It's 39-29, 3:18 left to go. A big three by Gretchen Orton answering the Harzma three at the other end. We got a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. Just over 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. The Warriors still up by 10. In this quarter, Gretchen Orton has all 5 points for the Lions. For the Warriors, Harzma has all five. Got a lay-in, and then that three-pointer with the shot clock running down. Good patience by Maya, just realizing they weren't getting the shot they wanted out of their half-court offense and realizing she needed to step up. She doesn't like to shoot particularly. She'd rather distribute the ball, but Maya has really worked hard on that outside shot. She doesn't want to shoot with somebody in her face, but if you leave her alone, which most teams do because they back off because she doesn't shoot very often and they want to help on defense. Warriors with the ball. Harzma hands to 80. High post Eliza. Looking for the back door, not there. Now they swing to McMullen for three. Good! Alyssa McMullen drains a three-pointer. She's got eight. And that was designed coming out of the timeout. Warriors back by 13. Baxter working on McMullen, hands to Sod. Sod wants to drive, cut off by 80. Now to Orton. Orton dribbles back to the top of the key. Harzma on her. Hands off to Aziza Sod. Works left. Orton clears out with 12. Sod drives, blocked by Eliza out of bounds. Good help defense there by Eliza coming across to help on Sod. Kylie Wilson in. Eliza gets her first break of the second half. Warriors don't have a team foul this quarter, which is good because 80 and Sarah Lynn both playing with two. Sod to inbound. Aziza Sod. Throws it way out on top to Orton, who pulls it down by the center circle. Pulls up, 23-footer, no good. Harzma had it. Wilson grabs a rebound. And then from behind, it's knocked away. Grove comes away with it. Gets it to Harzma. Harzma ahead to McMullen for three. No good. Grove with the rebound. Puts it on the dribble, kicks it back out to Harzma. Harzma, McMullen on the right wing. Jed calling out that he wants to run the offense here. Warriors up 13, 80. Tried to feed Wilson, threw the ball right at her foot. A little miscommunication on that pass. 2:02 left to go, third quarter. Jed coaching slash teaching from the sideline about how that pass needs to be delivered. Orton across half court. Swings it over to Sod. Sod. On top to Amira Saad, back to her Aziza Saad, gets inside the foul line, short, gets it back after it was tipped to Orton. kicks out. Sod for three. No good. Rebound, McMullen. A little tangle up there between Guinevere and 80. 80 on the right wing with it now. Back out to Harzma on top. Jed calls out the play he wants. Harzma gets a screen, goes right, gets in deep, out to 80. Corner three. Short. Orton with another rebound. Easily leading their team in rebounding today. Gets to the top of the key, spins, hangs, Grove challenges. Orton banks it in. Nice spin shot. Cuts it to 11. 1 minute to go, third quarter. It's a 10-point game at halftime. Harzma beats her man, kicks to 80, on to Wilson at top. Back to 80 on the right wing. 80 works left, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Wilson. Moving screen. Jed not happy with that. Got to be disciplined on that contact. Can't argue that one. Kylie's just got to keep those feet set. Let the contact play through her and then move. They get it into Orton. Orton, left angle with it. Maya on her, chewing her gum. Orton runs the screen, gets it. Wilson's going to pick up a blocking foul. Looked like Kylie was there and Orton just ran into her. I don't know. It's going to be the third on Kylie and the second team foul on the Warriors. I think they might get Kylie a break here. Eliza back in. Sod to inbound, far sideline. Gets it into Orton. Orton drives. Cut off by Grove. Ball tipped loose. McMullen going the other way. Takes it with the left hand and scores! Nice driving lay-in after the steal by McMullen. She's got 10 in the game now. Warriors back by 13. 20 seconds. Guinevere Orton loses it. Gets back out. McMullen on her. Bounce pass stolen by 80. And that should be a reach-in foul on Orton or a blocking foul. She stopped the pass break, so it was a good foul because 80 was going to take off up the floor and beat her. Wilson back in, going to get Grove out. Nope, going to get Harzma out.
Checking the Warriors, number one, Kylie Wilson.
They want to run something specific here, maybe involving a Wilson screen or give him offensive rebounding ability here. Eliza with 5 seconds, drives, cuts down the lane, gets in deep all the way to the rim, misses it. Grove has it, goes up. No foul. Wow. We can't get a call. They get a cheap one at the end of the second quarter. After three, the Warriors lead by 13, 44-31. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville, and Podbean. Start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. The Warriors lead the Jefferson Lions 44-31 in this girls' basketball game. Warriors ranked number three in the state, Jefferson number seven. Jefferson beat Amity on their home court by four in January. Wilson down low, goes up, gets hit. Ball knocked out of bounds, blocked by number 23, that's Campbell. Warriors get it back. Boy, I thought Wilson just hit the side of the backboard on it and went out of bounds. I didn't think that was blocked. They lob into Grove, back to 80. Turns, hooks, no good. Wilson with the rebound, puts it up, misses, gets it back, goes up again, fouled. Kylie's got a finish in there. She's getting close. She's just got to elevate a little bit more on that, go up a little stronger. You go up strong, but then you have to finish with finesse off that backboard. She just had a rough night finishing, but she's done a great job of rebounding, and she buries the foul shot. One more for the sophomore post. Short on that one. Rebound, Grove. No, over the back on Grove. Loose ball foul. Oh, no, called on 80 Nisley. Sarah was very confused. She thought, I had a rebound. I didn't foul anybody. They get it into Guinevere Orton. Eliza denying Gretchen Orton away from the ball. We'll watch that. Guinevere drives. Gets in deep and throws it up with the left hand and in. She has done a good job off the bench for them. Her first basket in the second half, 11 in the game, though. And then she reaches in trying to get a steal on Grove. Ends up on the floor. 80 helps her up. Guinevere's only about 5'2", maybe. But a good little freshman basketball player. She can score, handles the ball decently, plays good hard-nosed defense. 80 backs it out. See what they're doing here. Man-to-man defense. Swings it over to Eliza. Drives. Spins her way down all the way in. Fouled. Orton from behind. She thought she had a block.
Nicely
will shoot two. Boy, this the Warriors are a pretty tough team to extend man-to-man with no help. Eliza misses the first one. Scored the second half yet. Kunkel in. Campbell out. One more coming for Eliza. Chance to make it a 13-point Warrior lead. And she does. Two out of three from the line, three out of four from the line tonight for Eliza. Sod with it. 80 up. Excellent defensively. Great stance. Down low. Bent the knees. It's a good job. Kunkel, Warriors playing man-to-man, extending. Kunkel drives. Loses it. Wilson and Grove combined to knock that away, and Wilson gets the steal. Eliza, good defense there. Help defense by Wilson sliding across to help Grove out. Eliza backs it out. How far will this defense come out in man? I don't know. Eliza works her way down, kicks out. Grove for three. Little strong. Wilson with the rebound. Gets it up, and she's fouled. Just took it away from Kunkel. Kylie Wilson with just such strong hands. She gets her hands on the ball. She almost always has that rebound. She's only going to get stronger the next couple of years. She's a thrower, a javelin thrower. Strong upper body. And she makes her free throws, my friends. Four out of five from the line tonight. Harzma in, McMullen out. One more for Kylie. A little strong on that one. Oh, Grove with the rebound, lays it up, missed it. Eliza fouled and scores. No offensive foul. What are you talking about? That is a horrible call. Oh my goodness. 6:28 left to go in the fourth quarter. They take that one away from the Warriors. What a play by Eliza Nisley. Jefferson just stands around, and they get rewarded with a loose ball foul. They're not boxing out. They're not actively going after the ball. There's a ball knocked away by Eliza, picked up by Maya. Maya taking it in the whole way with the left hand and scores! Maya Harzma. She's got nine. Warriors up by 16 at the other end. Sod. In spite of some bad officiating, the Warriors continue to press their edge. Wilson with the block and the rebound. Throws it away. Knocked out of bounds. Warriors ball. Genevieve Orton not happy with the call. Says a few things under her breath as she walks away from the official. Timeout, Jefferson. 30-second timeout. 5:57 left to go. Fourth quarter. Amity rolling up 16, 49, 33 here in the fourth quarter. Gotta love that. I'm going to look around here, see if I can find out what else is going on in girls 3A basketball. See if there are some scores out there that have come in, maybe. Lapine beat Siusla 41-27. Lakeview over St. Mary's 40-23. Everything else is still going strong, it looks like. We pull up boys' scores here. 3A. Dayton beat San Diego Christian 67-46. Taft over Sio 72-66. Well, that would have been a nice one if Sio could have won that game for the Warriors. Douglas over South Umpqua 81-43. All right, we're ready to roll here. Warriors ball. Under 6 minutes to go, up 16. Desperation time for the defense of Jefferson. Grove. Gives it to 80, backs it out. Works to her right, leaves it for Grove for three. Little strong, rebound, Harzma. You can reset now, got a fresh 35. And they're going to get Grove for the foul on that one as she got the hip a little bit late to Orton. Eliza helps her up, helps up Orton, and then Pat Sarah Lynn in the back. Third foul on Sarah Lynn. The idea was right. She just had a little bit of a hip lean there. It was close. Orton went down hard, and that's what helps draw the attention to it. Orton, ball poked away by Eliza, gets it back in backcourt. McMullen coming in next, dead ball. There's Grove, almost had the seal. Sod gets it back, swings it to Orton for three. Buries it. Can't leave her. No matter what else is going on, you have to stay with Orton. Cuts it to 13. 80 drives baseline, wraps it around to Wilson. She is blocked out of bounds. Got to get that ball up a little faster and get some more leg lift from Wilson there. She's got to elevate a little bit more. She's so great with her hands. Her timing's excellent. Just got to get a little more elevation. Grove out. McMullen in. 80 drives. Bounce pass to Eliza. Banks it. No good. Wilson misses. Another putback miss for the Warriors. Orton with the rebound, throws it ahead to Sod. Sod with McMullen back, pulls up mid-range, no good. Wilson with a great box out on the rebound. She puts a body on you every time that ball goes up. 4:40 to go. Warriors up 13. Need a basket here. Haven't had one in a while. Run the weave at the top. They're going to get Wilson for a moving screen. You got to be disciplined when you run that weave. There's a lot of movement, and you have to come set before you run into somebody. Fourth foul for Wilson, who's been great on the boards. Grove's getting a rest, though. She can come back in momentarily with her three fouls. Orton trying to spin away, gets to the foul line. Out to Campbell, mid-range, no good. Rebound knocked away by Orton and out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball. Orton trying to come in and knock that away. She did. She knocked it out of bounds. Warriors up 49-36, coming up on the four-minute mark. 80, top of the key, hands off. They get it back to Harzma. Wants to go left, now goes right, leaves it for 80. Fakes the three, kicks it. Eliza fakes the three, goes baseline, hangs, missed. Eliza, or 80, puts it back, misses. 80 gets it back, tries to hook a pass. Sod gets the steal in there. Sod coming the other way. It's Aziza Sod. Swings it to Orton at the Warrior head. 3:45 left to go, fourth quarter. Grove coming back in next doll. Sod misses the three. Wilson with another great box out and a rebound. Get it to Harzman with 3.5 to go. Nobody scored the last minute 15 seconds here. Wilson, hands off. Harzma. Oh. So they call Eliza away from the ball for the moving screen. That's her fourth. Wilson out, Grove in. The Warriors have had probably, what, four or five of those calls away from the ball on moving screens. Got to be more disciplined. Get it into Orton with 3:20 to go. 80 on her. Eliza on her with four fouls. Got to be careful. Drives to the baseline. Cut off. Still dribbling. Swings it over to Sod. To Aziza Sod. Back to Orton coming around. Orton moves to the left. Sticks the three. My goodness. You let her shoot in a rhythm. And Eliza, we got to be careful. Cuts it to 10. 3-minute mark. Warriors just haven't scored has been the problem. Offensively, just missing a lot of opportunities around the rim. Grove down low. Turns, banks, short, tips it, gets it back, lays it up and in. Sarah Lynn Grove, her first basket of the night. Couldn't come at a better time for the Warriors. Makes it back to 12. Genevieve Orton, harassed by Harzma. Hooks it down low to Gretchen Orton. Throws it over to Sod, the right corner. Skip it back over to her sister for three. Left, missed that one. Rebound, Eliza. Eliza ahead to McMullen. Back to Eliza. Need to get it across. Only got 2 seconds. Harzma beats it by a half a second. Gets in deep. Lays it up. Misses. Tips. Rebounds loose. Still loose. Harzma scoops it to Grove. Resets. Out to Eliza. Huge offensive rebound for Harzma. Haiti in the left corner. Back out to Eliza. You got 25 on the shot clock, 2 minute on the game clock. 80, left corner. On top, McMullen fakes, gets to the foul line. A little short on that one. Orton with the rebound. Another one. She's got to be double digits on the rebounding. Gretchen Orton up the left side. Crosses over. Kicks it back out to Saad. Saad drives. Nothing there. Cut off. Kicks it back out to Orton. A minute 35. They're down 12. They're taking way too long. Orton with the drive gets into mid-range. Banks and a blocking foul called on, I think, 80 Nisley. She took a shot. Looked like Orton led with the knee on that. 80's tough. Orton gets the basket. She's got 15 in the second half. 23. Fourth on Nisley. Jed wants a timeout. We'll take a break also. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville. 1:29 left to go in the fourth quarter. Amity with a 10-point lead, 51-41, as Gretchen Orton goes to the line to shoot a free throw to try to complete a three-point play. 5 team fouls on Amity, 4 on Jefferson. Orton hits the free throw. She's got 24 in the game now. Great second half for Gretchen. 9-point Warrior lead. They've been in control this whole second half, really the whole last three quarters, but they haven't scored much in a while. They've only got 7 points in this quarter, and we're almost 7 minutes in. Eliza drives, bounce pass to Grove. Missed the shot. Banging inside both Nisleys. Harzma had it, lost it. Minute to go, 9-point game. Warriors are still comfortable here. Just need to make them work for their shots. Saad, top of the key, 3, hits it. So after all that, Saad hits her first 3. Jefferson takes a timeout. It is a 6-point game with 51 seconds. She didn't make them work very hard that time down the floor. We've got a full timeout. So we'll take a break. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. 51.4 seconds to go here in this one. Warriors with a 6-point lead, but it was 16 here in the fourth quarter. So 10 points have been chopped off this. Harzma works, hands off to 80. 80 fouled by Saad. That'll put 80 on the line. They're trying to extend this game. 80 might be the wrong one to foul. She did miss her last two. She's 4 out of 6 from the line tonight. 2 coming for Nisley. Jim gets quiet. 80. Misses the first one. Rolled it around the rim. One more coming. Chance to make it a 7-point game. 37.7 seconds to go. Spins the ball. Takes her time. And buries it. 80 makes it 7. Saad inbounds to Saad. Reza Saad, or Mira Saad, excuse me, with the ball. Might have double dribbled, no call. Gets it to Olsen, takes a deep 3 off balance, misses that one. Long rebound to Eliza. Eliza going the other way to 80. 80 takes it in. Blocked out of bounds by Olsen. Orton, excuse me. Great defensive play by Orton. 7-point game, 22 seconds to go. Get it into Eliza, and she's fouled by Orton immediately. So Eliza will go to the line to shoot 2. seconds to go. Eliza at the line, up 7. And the first one, perfect. Eliza and Isaac, just 2 points in this second half. 14 in the game. One more for the sophomore guard. Buries it. Makes it 9. This one's all but over. Jed just wants to talk about how to execute. 30-second timeout called. 54-45. The Warrior fans can begin to breathe a little bit easier. 20.5 on the clock. Both teams in the bonus. We don't want to foul. No fouls to give for either team. tell you, Coach Zach Mason does a good job with this Lions team, keeping them battling back from 16 down. They're not deep. Kunkel, a non-factor today, hasn't scored. She's somebody that normally gives them some points from that wing position, mid-range. Some offensive glass. Warriors have just kept her completely out of this game. She's not even in now. She's been so ineffective. Great defense by the Warriors on her. Saad gets it into Orton. Just want to make her use some time. 18 seconds. Orton works to the right. Pulls up. 24-footer. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds to the Lions. 11.9. Eliza and 80 were both right there. Neither one could grab it. They get it into Orton, who swings it to Gretchen. Orton across to Saad. Quick trigger three. Good. Aziza Saad hits a three. There's 5 seconds left, and it's a six-point game. So they're going to foul immediately on the inbound here. 30-second time. Well, full timeout's all he has. So we're going to have a long timeout here. Jed and Tim discussing something in the huddle, strategy-wise. Jed says, yeah, could do that. Got a couple options here. But one of the things you can do is inbound the ball and immediately throw it the length of the floor, but slowly. Just roll it. Once you touch it, you can just roll it away from everybody, and that clock will run. And by the time it goes out of bounds to the other end of the floor, most of your 5 seconds will be gone. It's an easy way to just kind of end this. We'll see. I don't think they're going to do it. It's kind of fun when you do, though. Grove to inbound. Gets it into Harzma. Harzma not fouled. And that'll do it. 54-48, the final score here. The Warriors get outscored 17-10 in that final quarter. Make this game a lot closer than it should have been. For the Warriors, Eliza Nisley and 80 Nisley really leading the way tonight. Eliza had 15. I'll get it right. 15 points for Eliza. 80 with 9, 10, 12 points. Harzma with 9. McMullen with 10. Wilson with 6. Grove with 2. That's the scoring for the Warriors. Gretchen Orton leading the way. For Jefferson, she had 9 in the first half and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 in the second half. So 25 in the game for Gretchen Orton. Her sister, Guinevere, I assume sister, had 11 in the game. All right. I'm not sure where the next game is going to be because I didn't hear anything from Tashi. So I'm not sure what the district schedule looks like. But the Warriors will be, I think, playing next Saturday for the district title against Jefferson on neutral site. I think it's in, is it in South Salem? One of those places. I think it's one of the Salem schools. Might be McNary. I don't know. We'll find out. Check the website for information. Go to osaa.org and check out girls basketball there if you want to know. They've got it. And, yeah, good game for the Warriors tonight. Did a great job of really staying with a game plan, defensively especially, did a great job. And really able to keep Orton in check the first half. The second half, well, you know, she did what she does. She's a great player. And sometimes great players are able to make things happen even when everybody does their job against them. They find a way, right? So those things happen. We will be carrying the boys' action. They'll be playing a game sometime this week. Probably, I don't know if it's 2v2 because they tied for second place in league with Taft. But we'll find out on that also. You can check osaa.org, go to boys basketball, look at the 3A schedule, and you can find what the situation is there in terms of the playoff game here. For let me find something here. The playoff game for the district tournament. So that's it for tonight. We appreciate you joining us. And as always, it is a great day to be a Warrior. We hope you all have a good night and enjoy Warrior basketball. Enjoy your weekend. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody. Jed McMullen.